I think it'll encourage you. We're going to talk about seeking truth, okay, pursuing truth. And I've had about six different names, but it all has to do with truth. And it's about pursuing the truth and seeking the truth and finding the truth in every single matter, okay, that comes up in your life. So let's start with prayer. Father, we're lifting it up to you. Father, we know it comes. I'm reading right from your word this morning, Lord, and I know that it was inspired by you, Father. Your word is quick and powerful. It's sharp, Father. It'll cut through and help us reveal in us and to us the things of your word and the things that we need to know. And Father, I pray that today we're just encouraged to press into it even more than ever. That when we need inspiration, when we need hope, when we need advice, when we need understanding, when we need correction, whatever it is, guidance in our life, Lord, that we will seek you through your word and find it. And that you'll quicken it, make it alive, make it jump off the page at us, Lord, and we will get from you in your word exactly what you want us to have, Lord. We will have understanding, we will have the knowledge we need to sufficiently deal with any experience that comes up in our life, Lord. You have provided all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And Father, we find it in you, in your Holy Spirit, and revealed to us through your word, Father. We're praising you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That's the whole sermon in a nutshell right there. It has to do with seeking that truth out. I don't know about you guys. I've been on this kind of a personal quest for truth for a long time. And most recently, I believe God inspired something inside that said, when are you going to get tired of being duped? Okay, when you think you know something, you think you've got it figured out, and all of a sudden you find out it's not it. It's the complete opposite sometimes of what you were thinking. Or maybe somebody didn't tell you the whole truth, or they even lied to you about something, and then you find out later that you got duped. Okay, for me personally, I get tired of that. I've gotten to that point where I didn't want to do it anymore, making decisions based on misinformation. You know, you ever do that? People feed you a line, or you do your own research and you come up with something, and then you find out that information wasn't all that accurate. It was kind of promoted by somebody, and so what you thought was great advice. You know, I don't want to put too much on the Google, they'll nix me. But even Googling stuff and looking for it online, you know, it used to be that when you Googled stuff, it came up with, remember the most popular thing was what came up, right? Well, now, what is the top three? What's the little two letters that are behind those? Anybody know? AD. Ad. It's an advertisement. Somebody has paid to get their thing to the top. So no longer can you just click the top one thinking, oh, I'll get the most popular one. You're going to get what could be the least popular one, but which is the most paid for one. Okay? And then also, there's algorithms involved with everything online. Facebook, Google, all that stuff has algorithms that sort the information, okay, based on who you are, because Google knows who you are, Facebook knows who you are, those kind of Twitter knows who you are, they know your likes, your dislikes, things about you, your family, they have pictures of you, they have all this stuff gathered on you. So they sort stuff based on who you are to give you what sometimes what they think you want, but other times what they want you to think. Does that make sense? Sometimes you're going to get information based on what they think you want, but other times you are going to get information that is what they want you to think. Okay? Some people have a big P word for that. Back in World War II, all that, they called it propaganda. You know, telling people what to think. Right? Putting that in there. Okay? Well, I've known for many, many years where the source of truth comes from. But recently I've been stirred in my spirit, reminded by God that He is the sole source of truth, okay? When you want to know the truth about any matter, He's the one that knows that, okay? Whether it's something you want to know about yourself, okay? Something you want to know about someone else, you know, that you need information, or some situation in your life that has come up and you need to know exactly what to do. What is the truth about what's really happening? God knows you better than you know you. God knows those other people better than you'll ever know them. And God knows your situation. He knows the circumstances. He knows the ins, the outs, and everything in between, all about what that is, more than anyone or anything on this earth. He knows the truth. That's why he is the source that we want to go to. God's word talks a lot about truth. I looked at a few of the Psalms, just quickly breezing through, just looking up the word truth and seeing where it is and what it has to say. But Psalms 33, verse 4, tells us that the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. All his works. Everybody say that. Say, all his works are done in truth. So if you want to know what God's up to, how he's moving, what the next step is, all his works are done in truth. So if we're believing a lie, we're following a lie, we're living a lie, whatever it is, we're not in the truth, and we're stepping aside a little bit from his works. God's works are all done in truth. Okay, Psalm 25, verse 4. The psalmist cries out, says, "Show me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation, and on thee do I wait all the day." Means he knows where the source of the truth comes from. Okay, again, Psalm 100, verse 5 says, "For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." Okay, God doesn't change, so what used to be true is still true. Okay, he didn't change it. God is still true. That truth is available for you to know today. Okay, for whatever the situation is. Even though there's this, I call it an onslaught of confusion that's coming at us every day. Okay, all day long sometimes, trying to tell us what to believe. Okay, trying to persuade us to think a certain way. And continually prompting us to yield to complacency. Okay, and yield to indecision. But yet we don't have to buy into it. Okay, because here's what happens. If somebody doesn't know what to do, they're confused about what to do, what choice to make, you can help them make that choice real easy. Okay, we used to have Margie and I both did, but I did it for a long time, Margie did too, work with people with developmental disabilities. And there was a training I remember going to, it was a state-funded training here in Wyoming many years ago. But I remember the guy up front talking about that decision and how to help people make decisions. And he said, there's different things when you work with certain people that you'll get what he called an echo effect, that if you say yes or no, no, they'll say this, the last thing they heard. Okay, no or yes, yes, they'll say that last thing. Okay, that's called an echo effect. Well, one of the other things that he taught was, in relation to what I'm talking about here, was he said, "I will give you an all-expense-paid trip to Uruguay or Paraguay. You have 3 seconds to decide which one, go." And you're thinking, Uruguay or Paraguay? I don't know the difference. One of them would be miserable for a vacation. The other one would be wonderful. Which one? Okay, you're going to Uruguay. Okay, see that? I could make that decision for you and just tell you, you can go to Uruguay or Paraguay, and you're like, I don't know which one you pick. Okay, you're going to Uruguay. Okay, and make that choice for you. Okay, when there's all this indecision, all this confusion put out there, and people don't really know what's up or down, you ever feel that way in the last few months? Okay, where things are kind of rolling, and man, when is this going to end? What's the new normal? What's all this stuff look like? It's a perfect time to tell people what to think. It's a perfect time to persuade people in a direction, which is, in a lot of ways, I'm not trying to get too political, but it's about taking away a lot of rights of our human being rights, things that we have been able to do, we should be able to do, and steering that into a place where we're going to be told what to do and how to do it and what to think and why to think it. Okay, well, in the midst of all the lies, all the stuff that is going on around us right now, that truth of God is still prevalent, and it's still available for you to know through a direct revelation of God's word by the Holy Spirit. God set it up that way so that you as a Christian believer do not have to be in the dark. You as a Christian believer do not have to be confused as to what the next step is in your life or where you're headed or what's going on. God wants you to know that, and he will give it to you by a direct revelation by the Holy Spirit in God's word or through his word. Okay, you guys remember I've used the scripture many times. Jesus proclaimed that you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free, right? Well, what a lot of Christians don't realize is that leading up to that scripture, Jesus sort of prefaced it with a qualifier. Okay, something that will help you to receive, okay, what he wanted you to have, or so that you can prefaced it. Let me say this. He prefaced it with a description of where and how to find that truth. Okay, where and how to find the truth. John 8:31 says, Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you continue in my word, okay, it's in God's word that we will find the truth. Okay, God gave it to us, put it together, more of these in homes than any other book in the entire planet. Okay, God gave it to us so that we all can know the truth about matters. We don't have to be told about what to believe and what not to believe. It comes, what we get should come from revelation in God's word. Okay, Jesus sent us the Spirit of truth then to reveal to us what's in God's word, because God's word is alive, it's quick, it's powerful, it's all these things. So God sent the Holy Spirit to reveal what is coming, because we don't, he doesn't want us to be confused at all. Okay, where there's confusion, there is every evil work, the Bible said. John 14:16, Jesus said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, so that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Okay, when he said this, he had not died and rose from the dead and sent the Holy Spirit. So he's saying, and he shall be in you. So any of us that have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ now receive or can receive of the Holy Spirit, so that we have that revelation that he is in you. The Bible tells us that we can know the truths of God. Okay, 1 Corinthians, I don't have the scripture for you, but just to paraphrase it, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 talks about how we can know the truths of God. Okay, that God has unveiled them to us, revealed his truths to us through the Holy Spirit. It says, for the Spirit searches all things diligently. And then in Greek it even says, it even sounds out and measures out the profound depths of God. That's what the Word of God does. And it says that it gives us and reveals to us all the truths, including the divine counsels and things that are far beyond human understanding. That means through the Word of God, through revelation of the Holy Spirit, you can know things that wasn't given to you by human knowledge. Okay, God can reveal things to you in your spirit, okay, that he gave to you so that he could do that. Nobody knows the thoughts and the motives of God more than the Spirit of God. And we have that Spirit of God within us so that we can know the things that are given to us. We didn't receive the spirit of the world, that spirit with confusion and division and strife and all the stuff that the world, the spirit of the world has. Okay, we receive the Holy Spirit who is from God so that we can know and understand the things that are freely given to us by God. All things pertaining to life and godliness have been given to you through God, through the Word, through his Holy Spirit. Okay, now the world around you, you're going to find, is not a very good source for the truth. It's unfortunate. You know, it's discouraging at times when you think about what used to be, but I'm sure that even back in World War II, 30s, 40s kind of stuff, they were probably pretty disappointed in the division and things that were happening back then. I'm sure in 60s and 70s when there's lots of the racial stuff going on, and we've got the movie back there. What was that good one? What is it? Woodlawn is a great movie. Okay, but there's some other ones that kind of dealt with that subject in particular. I'm sure that even then, they looked around and it got pretty discouraging. Some of you were maybe there. Okay, experience some of that discouragement. So what's happening now is not unheard of. It's not like God's never seen this before. Oh my God, what's God going to do? God knows. Okay, He's got it figured out. You'll find that the world itself is not a very good source for truth, though it used to be a little more, but I think it's gotten pretty far off. The God of this world, okay, the devil, has blinded the minds of many, causing them to spew out opinions and personal perceptions as fact. It happens, doesn't it? Isn't that what social media is all about? It's expressing your opinion. But so much of it is expressed as fact when it's not. It's a personal opinion. News channels, all that stuff has got the same tone to it. What may have used to be, you know, we had a paper in Dolan, South Dakota. We lived 20 miles outside of Dolan, which was 350 people. We were pretty rural, right? Well, this little town of Dolan had this little newspaper, the Times Record, I think they called it. And one of my neighbors down the road, we lived 21 miles outside of town. She was 26 miles outside of town. She was the reporter, okay? And so she would get on the phone. She loved to visit with people. Let me just leave it at that. And visit about people. Anyway, so she would call people up and say, what's going on? Oh, you know, Gary's going off to college, you know, or my brother, you know, Gary's brother, Mike, yeah, he's up in Minnesota now going to school. And well, their cousins came over last weekend and spent the weekend. It was a great weekend. They went fishing. All that would end up in the Daily Times Record, okay? Here's what's happening in the Gilbert family. That was news, okay? It's not very newsworthy, right? I mean, not a big deal, maybe. But for all the people in the town, they kind of kept up on what was going on 26 miles outside of town or 20 miles outside of town on the Gilbert farm. Okay, that was more news. Okay, so news used to have meaning more than it does. You know, that wasn't opinion. You know, she wasn't writing, well, I think Gary's going to flunk out of college, so, you know. You know, she didn't write that stuff. She wrote what Mom said happened. They went fishing and caught 4 fish. You know, that's it. Not 4 mega fish or giant fish. He just gave the facts. Okay. Well, the God of this world has caused more and more people to spew out opinion as fact. Okay. And it's just kind of telling people what to believe. People are being influenced by the devil, and the devil is a liar. Okay. He is the opposite of God. Okay. If God has got the spirit of truth, the devil's got the spirit of lie. Right. He is the opposite. When Jesus was confronted by the self-righteous, okay, which was the opposite of what he was coming to share grace and truth, okay, when he was confronted by the self-righteous, he told them this in John 8:44. He said, "You're of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father, you're going to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he's simply speaking of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it." The devil is a liar. He is not in equal in power to God in any way, shape, or form. That is a lie that has been propagated that there's good versus evil in this back and forth battle. That's not true. God's power is a million billion times more powerful than anything the devil has. It is not an equal battle. Okay? The truth will always prevail when it is revealed. Okay? Christians need to reveal the truth. Okay? Because what's happening is we're getting to the point where we're holding back for various reasons. A lot is what we're being told to do. But Christians are not sharing the truth. Okay, the truth is, yes, the devil is still real. Okay, and that's a fact. And don't ever forget that, because if you do, you'll get really discouraged with what you see around you, because you'll think it's people. You'll think it's the world is bad. You'll think it's all these other things, when in actuality, the devil is real and he's still stirring up trouble the best that he can. God told us about him so that we would not be in the dark about him. Okay, God told us that we should not be ignorant of his devices. If we think that he doesn't exist or we try to deny him, then we are ignoring the truth. Because God told us about him and said, beware of him. If we don't acknowledge that he is actually actively deceiving people, then we're going to find ourselves yielding to his deceptions. Okay, we're going to yield to those strategies that he has come up with, and very slowly, little by little, we will be giving up our relationship with God. That's his, he's very subtle. Remember that word used as a descriptor in the very beginning when he led Adam and Eve astray, said he was subtle, more subtle than any other creature on the earth. He's smooth, that's right. Okay, it's time for Christians to wake up. Okay, to realize truth comes from God, deception comes from the enemy. The devastating effects of lies can range from disappointment when a child finds out that, better not watch my words, but when a child finds out that Santa Claus is really their parents. Okay, that's a deception. Kind of disappointing. My wife is still disappointed. I'm looking at her, she's going, yeah. That was disappointing. I'm just teasing her a little bit. She cried and cried, see? That's devastating. That's not good. I think that lies that are what you're told to believe, Santa Claus is coming, he comes down the chimney. Okay, we were told that, many of us as kids. That can be pretty disappointing, but a lie can be even much more devastating than something like a Santa Claus fairy tale. Think about Adolf Hitler and what he did in the 30s and 40s. Absolute tragedy for the human race. Adolf Hitler is considered by many to be the human poster child of lies. His propaganda, Nazi propaganda, it was all based on fear and hatred, portrayed the Jewish people as the enemy of all classes of society. And then he used coercion, he used force, terror, and mass manipulation to brainwash the people into believing his lies. He added to it some charisma, kind of got people to back him, follow him. In his pursuit of world domination, then he ended up using the aftermath of World War II to sort of skew the German monetary system. World War I, I'm sorry. Yeah, I have one in my notes, sorry. He used the aftermath of that to skew the German system, the monetary system, which then sunk the middle class, which had been doing well, into poverty. Okay, and once that happened, it made them feel alienated, dissatisfied with their way of life, and looking for solutions. The lies that were told by Hitler and his Nazis led to horrific consequences, which according to the U.S. Holocaust Museum led to the death of nearly over 17.6 million people altogether. That is tragedy. It sort of makes the coronavirus look like pretty small potatoes. But it shows you the possibility and the potential for mass manipulation to destroy an entire group of people. The Jews were not the enemy of all people. But millions and millions of people were convinced that they were, because they were told over and over and over to think that way. You've got to think for yourself, and you've got to line it up with God's word. It has to come, your truth on what is real, what is right, what is best, has to come from God and his word. There is so much misinformation out there. There is so much fake news and lies and deception going on in our world right now that it makes the possibility for that mass manipulation of the human race that much easier and even likely if people do not open their eyes, if people don't start searching diligently from God for the truth. You know, in these last days that we're living in, God's word says that if it were possible, even the very elect, even God's people would be deceived if we're not seeking him and staying in tune with him. Matthew 24:24, whole book of, whole chapter of Matthew 24 talks a lot about end times things, things we're going to see happening around us as the day grows near for the return of Christ. Okay, this is part of it. 24:24 in Matthew says, "For there shall arise false prophets," false Christs and false prophets, "and they shall show you great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, that they shall even deceive the very elect." The key to not being deceived is to stay in tune with Jesus Christ through His Holy Spirit. Okay, He is the truth. He knows the truth, and He will reveal it to you when you seek Him as the source of it. Even Jesus in His day had to deal with a tremendous amount of false information that was about there. He was coming, it says, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So He was coming sharing the new covenant, the New Testament. Things were going to change with His death and resurrection. Listen to the language that Jesus used. And I'm sorry, this might just throw some of you for a loop, but I didn't quote the whole scripture because I want to show you the language that He used repeatedly throughout the scriptures. You can look up the rest of these if you want. But like in many places, Jesus would say, "You've heard it this way, but I'm telling you this is the way it is now. I'm telling you the truth." Okay, "You've heard it this way, but I'm telling you the truth." Okay, in John 16:7, Jesus said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth." Okay? Luke 4:25, He says, "But I tell you of a truth." Okay? He was just negating something that they had already been taught. Luke 9:27, again He said, "But I tell you of a truth." Luke 12:44, He said, "Of a truth I say unto you," and then He would explain the new way. Luke 21:3, He said again, "Of a truth I say unto you." In John 4:23 and 24, He said, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship Him." God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The truth is the exact opposite of a lie. It's the opposite of the fictitious. It's the opposite of what has been made up. It is the opposite of an opinion that is not based on truth. Okay? It is the opposite of that. It is the opposite of the false. It is comprised of reality. Okay? What is real? Sincerity, accuracy, integrity, dependability. That is the truth. Jesus is the Word of God made flesh, and Jesus is the truth. Okay, He said that. John 14:6, Jesus said that, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by Me." That's a truth. As Jesus was praying for His current and future followers, He prays to God. John 17:17, He said, "God, sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is Thy truth." That's how you're set apart. Jesus came for the purpose of revealing truth to us. When He was being questioned by Pilate, okay, He was being questioned and drilled with stuff. Here's what happened in John 18:37. Pilate says unto them, he said, "Art thou a king then?" And Jesus answered, said, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears My voice." There's that connection. Jesus, the Word of God, truth. Okay, they're all in one, that when we seek Him, we can know the truth about a matter. The disciples of Jesus then picked up on the emphasis of the truth and how Jesus was always pulling people from what used to be, that get back to the truth, let's deal with reality. And they determined not to settle for anything less than the truth. And that should be our quest. Don't settle for less than the truth. Find it. Get it. It is there. It is available, and God will show you. In Acts chapter 10, Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." Okay? That is a truth. He said that, and then he went on to explain how the gospel is for everyone. Okay? He was refuting that what they had learned up to that point that said it was only for the Jews or only for a certain group of people. And he says, but God is of a truth, I tell you. God is no respecter of persons. The gospel is for everyone. Okay? The book of Acts is full of that kind of language. The apostle Paul, when he was being accused by the king for being crazy, okay, because he was telling all about Jesus, and everybody knew Paul's reputation. He used to kill Christians, and now he is one, and he's preaching Jesus. And so he stands before Festus in Acts 26:25, and he says, "But I'm not crazy. I'm not mad, most noble Festus, but I'm speaking forth the words of truth and soberness." Okay, right-mindedness. He said, "I'm just speaking the truth, and you're thinking that I'm crazy." As Paul taught, he was often found warning people not to stray from the truth. Remember the Galatians? Galatians 3:1, "O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?" Or who has deceived you in straying that you should stray from the truth and not obey the truth? Galatians 5:7, he tells them, "You were running well, you were doing great. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?" In other words, who told you a lie? Okay, who deceived you and got you back off track? In 2 Timothy, Paul said to preach the word, to be instant in season and out of season, to reprove and rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, knowing that for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn their ears away from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. This is in the body of Christ. He's warning. That there are some. Jesus said it too. Paul reminds us here again. Make sure that you're enduring sound doctrine. Not just people that are trying to get you to believe what they believe for the sake of believing them. Okay? Not propagating stuff to believe in a particular direction. It needs to be based on the truth, which is God's word. 2 Timothy 2:24 tells us the servant of the Lord must not strive, but must be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, being patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God, peradventure, hopefully will give them to repentance, to the acknowledging of the truth. Be patient in sharing with those that have strayed and are deceived. Okay, Paul was pretty, who deceived you guys? Why are you following this stuff? But at times, as he's teaching then later, teaching Timothy, he's telling them, got to be meek about it. I've learned over the years. Okay, be meek and teach in this manner, because just knowing that God can still get a hold of somebody. They might be off. Okay, they might believe one way on a particular subject, but then God can reveal it through the truth. There are things that I used to believe about, I don't know. I don't want to get too much into it, but any moment, rapture, things I used to believe about angels, things I used to believe about prophecy and that kind of stuff that I no longer believe anymore. Okay, things got changed over time because I was in God's Word. Okay, hours and hours a day studying God's Word and hearing preaching and listening to it and being trained up in the way that God's Word is by God Himself. Ephesians chapter 6, many of you know that it has come to be known for a description of the armor of God. Okay, put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand, right? It's given to us as this armor that we have to, when it's all said and done, to still be standing with God. We can still be standing strong with God. Any guesses as to what is number one listed by Paul when he's describing the armor? He says, put on your truth. Okay? What is that? Ephesians 6:14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. In other words, that should be your foundation, pretty much. Okay? It's around you, it is protecting you. Okay? The world around you is full of misconceptions. Okay, it's full of lies. The news, the media, social media, the internet, anything other source that is another source apart from the Spirit of truth revealed in God's Word is not where you should be seeking for the truth. Just for fun, I went to the internet, pulled up Google, and I typed in, what is truth? Thought I'd just see what it would say or how many results it came up with. I said, what is truth? With a question mark. 1 billion 30 million results in 0.58 seconds. What is the truth? You want to search Google? You could spend your entire life and you couldn't even read the titles of all those. There is only one truth for each and every situation that you encounter in your life. God will zero it in and get you there. Yes, He leaves you choice. You can choose. Okay, if you have desires in your heart, God will give you often the desire of your heart. Okay, He is that kind of a loving Father. But He knows what the best is, the good and perfect will of God. Okay, we want to seek that truth and pursue Him and His understanding in every area of our life. The Lord knows what that truth is. So we want to seek the Lord for your information, not the internet, not Google. Not be told what to believe, but to believe your own based on what God reveals to you through the Bible. Okay, the Holy Spirit is given to quicken it. Make it alive so it stands out to you. So ask Him. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal truth to you about a situation, about a matter, about a person, about yourself. Anything that is not the truth is a lie, and it's not worth settling for. Why live in a lie? Why settle for it when God says you can know the truth? Don't buy into the truth. Buy into a lie. Seek the truth. Okay, pursue it. Now is that time for the Christian believer to be intimately connected with God. Okay, so that we are not deceived, we are not led astray, and we're able to shine the light, shine the truth for the path for the people around us to be able to know what the truth is as well. The world, I believe, when you can type in and get over a billion results with one question about the truth, it tells me that the world is seeking the truth. They need to know who He is. They need to know what He's capable of. They need to know what He has done for them, and they need to know Jesus. Amen? Amen. Let's go with that. Father, we're praising You this morning. Father, we thank You that, Father, You have revealed Your truth, Father, that You have sent mercy and truth, grace and truth through Jesus for us to have, to behold, to cling to trust in right here on earth. And Father, we're praying that as we go forth with all the information that's out there, some good, some not so good, some horrible. And Father, I pray that You will help us discern the truth, to reveal it to us in a way that makes sense to us, in a way that we can connect with, in a way that we can stand and say, yes, that is the way to go. Yes, that is what You are saying to me. Father, I pray that You'll quicken Your Word, make it alive so that as we read, we will see the truths that are written in it. We will see the backstory. We will see what led up to decisions. We will see the understand and understand what we need to for every situation that comes up in our life, whether it's related to our relationships with people around us, our families and friends, whether it's related to work and what to do or not to do or how to act, or Father, it's related to finances and every area of our life, Lord, that we will seek the truth from You and You will quicken it, make it alive, show us,